The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and it is Monday, August 3rd. It is approximately 6:03 p.m., and we want to welcome our Facebook Live audience. And if this is your first time joining us, we want to welcome you to the broadcast, and we would hope that you are returning to our broadcast a second time, or you're a reoccurring viewer. But if this is your first time joining us, again, I'm Ricky Scapparello, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And we welcome you to the broadcast. And if you're new, please let us know below under the comments section so that we can acknowledge that you're new. Let us know where you're joining us from. And we also want to welcome our podcast audience, and we want to welcome our YouTube audience as well. And today I want to get right into this thing, guys. I want to try to keep this about 20 minutes to be respectful of your time. So I want to talk about three precursors that I am personally seeing right now that I believe is paving the way for the end time beast system mentioned in Revelation 13. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about what I believe are three, I want to talk about three precursors that I believe is leading up to the fulfillment of this beast system that we read about in Revelation 13. So let's get right into this thing. I want to share with you some scripture here, Revelation 13, being that this is our contextual scripture that we're going to be dealing with tonight, Revelation 13, 16 through 18. If you're listening by podcast or perhaps watching this program by YouTube or Facebook, and you say, what do you mean by end time beast system? I believe there's a description of this mentioned in Revelation 13. John the Revelator describes this system that will come about in the end time that is introduced by a man that is titled as the false prophet and will be enforced by another individual that we are familiar with called the Antichrist. This system is described in this following passage of Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And I want to read this. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no one may be able to buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So again, we see here that John is describing what he saw by revelation of the Holy Spirit. He saw this coming system that would manifest itself in the time of the end. And again, would be introduced by the false prophet, but would be implemented or forced, I believe, onto society by the Antichrist. In this passage, we can see that there will come a system that will control buying, selling, and trading. And without complying with the demands of those in power that are implementing this system, it will result in the recipients not being able to operate in a normal functioning society. They won't be able to pay their bills. They won't be able to buy groceries or provide for their families lest they have this mysterious mark, number, or name of the beast in their right hand or in their foreheads. And the Bible makes it clear that every individual, woman, man, woman, child, rich, poor, free, or bond will be forced or required to take this mark or submit to this system. Now, this leads us to what I want to talk about today. Are we seeing events leading up to this being a reality in our lifetime? I believe the answer is yes, and I believe there is currently three events that I'm going to show you today that I believe are happening in this hour that are what I call stepping stones or precursors to this system mentioned in Revelation 13. And I want to share those with you today. The first one, let's get into the first one. Number one is the face covering mandate. Let me say that again. The face covering mandate. The first event that I see unfolding right before our eyes is this forced face covering mandate that is happening around the world, not just in the United States, but around the world. Without a mask or a face covering, you will not be able to enter grocery stores, retails, and even public offices. Although this is very common in Asia, Americans are not adapting to this very well as the new normal. At least not without a fight. And sadly, it has resulted in draconian measures such as strict fines in California, for example, where up to $300 or more can be fined with individuals that resist this, and even arrests for those who don't comply. So how is this even remotely connected to Revelation 13 and the Mark of the Beast? I want to point this out, and I want to say this real quick. I'm not saying that this is the mark of the beast, because it wouldn't even make any sense from a contextual standpoint. But what I'm saying is, remember this. In the future, there will be a mandated law that will require all humanity to surrender to a system that will require them to put whatever this mysterious mark is, they will be required to put it in their hand or their forehead, or they will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. So I hope everybody sees what I'm talking about here. Now, before everybody gets worked up, let me just give you my personal opinion. I personally don't have a problem with wearing a face mask in public arenas, grocery stores, retails, venues where there's a lot of people. Okay. Now, again, my personal opinion, I don't personally see how they're going to be completely effective. For example, I went to a Kroger today, just this evening. My family and I went to a grocery chain. It was a Kroger. We were walking in, and outside of the grocery chain, there was a worker there who was on break, and they were taking a smoke break. Well, I had a mask on walking in the building, and I walked right by them, and the smoke was in the air, and they were 6 feet from me, and the smoke was in the atmosphere where I walked through the cloud of smoke, and it went right through the mask. I was able to taste the cigarette smoke. Listen, I lived with smokers for 23 years. I know what it smells like. I know what it tastes like. And not only did I smell the smoke, but I could taste it. So again, I just personally don't see how 100% effective this is, but nevertheless, it is the laws of the land that we're facing at this moment. So again, I want to say this from a personal opinion. I don't really have a problem with having to wear a mask in public places like this. But now I will tell you, I believe it gets a little bit far-fetched when you have governors that are trying to mandate wearing masks in your home. So if it's me, my wife, and my two kids, they're wanting us to wear masks in our home. That's a little crazy. Or if I'm jogging down the street by myself, nobody around me, I believe it's way overboard to require for me to wear a mask when there's nobody around me. Again, if you're in a big crowded place of people and you're running, okay, fine. I understand that. But don't miss the point I'm trying to make. Again, we are seeing mandated law. If you don't comply, you will be fined and or you could be arrested by not covering your face. So again, there's coming a time in the future. It's not here, it's not now, but future tense, where there's going to be a system put in place where if you don't receive this mark, the name or the number of the beast, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. I believe, and that leads me to the next part. I believe they're going to know. I believe they're going to be able to distinguish who has this and who don't. And there's going to be a couple ways they're going to do this. So number one, face mask mandate. I believe these are stepping stones leading up to what we read about in Revelation 13, because remember, there has to be a society that's going to have to comply to this, or you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Again, if you don't have a mask, you can't go to the groceries, you can't go to retail, you can't go to department stores. Come on, y'all get the point. Number two is contact tracing. The next event that is happening as we speak is a system called contact tracing. By definition, contact tracing is the process of quickly identifying, assessing, and managing people who have been, quote, exposed to a disease to prevent additional transmission. This system was widely introduced and implemented with the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic that we're in. So how does this take place? Contact tracers use a variety of methods, including phone calls, emails, and social media messaging, and apps. Everybody has apps now. You have an Android phone, you have an app. You have an Apple phone, you have an app. For example, in North Dakota, health officials partner with the creator of an app used to track bison in order to launch a new app called Care 19. Again, it's called Care 19. Alabama has now become one of three states to partner with Google and Apple for a new contact tracing app designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. According to a report from AOL, the states of Alabama, North Dakota, and South Carolina have all signed an agreement with the tech giants to use this tracking technology to develop COVID-19 tracking apps. From August 11th, the device, listen to this. Let me give you another example. Starting on August 11th, in Singapore, individuals will be forced to wear an electronic tracking device that is going to be traced by the government there, where they will be making some incoming travelers wear this electronic monitoring device to ensure, listen to this, that they comply with coronavirus quarantines as the city state gradually reopens its borders, according to authorities. From the 11th of August, the devices will be given to incoming travelers, including citizens and residents from a select group of countries who will be allowed to isolate at home rather than at a state-appointed facility. Similar measures using electronic wristbands to track people's movements during quarantine have been used in Hong Kong and South Korea. Now, there was a story that just took place out of Kentucky, I believe, where a couple was infected with the virus. They were put on house arrest, and they violated that, and they were arrested. Travelers to Singapore are required to activate the device, which uses GPS and Bluetooth signals upon reaching their home and will receive notifications on the device, which they must acknowledge. I want to say it again. They will use GPS and Bluetooth signals upon reaching their homes and will receive notifications on the device, which they must acknowledge. Not they have a choice to acknowledge it, they must acknowledge it. Any attempt to leave home or tamper with the device will trigger an alert to the authorities. Now, what will be the consequences? More than likely, officials will show up at your door. They will come and you will be required to answer to why you're trying to take the device off, or why you left your home, or you are now in contact with other people. And you say, well, now, So how is this a precursor to Revelation 13? Listen, guys, if the technology is already here where we're tracing people through GPS, through Bluetooth, through apps, through electronic wristbands, through smartwatches, through smartphones, through your automobiles, through a satellite, right now the White House is trying to ban TikTok because of security purposes and reasons. So if all this technology is here and we're seeing this now, friends, how much more advanced are we talking about when we actually see Revelation 13 taking place? This is why I'm of the belief that we are literally knocking on the door of the generation that is alive, breathing, and well, that will see this technology come to pass. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. The Antichrist and the false prophet, whomever they may be, and you guys can spend hours on end arguing and debating on who that could be, and I'm not going to even delve into that. But what I am saying is, I believe that the technology is already available that will get into the hands of the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they will have the capability to be able to track you. Listen, right now the devices are in our hand, not so much embedded in our flesh, but at our fingertips. We have fingerprint scan, we have retina scan, we have facial recognition, voice recognition. Everything is at our disposal now. But what's going to happen when the time comes and there's going to come a mark, a number, or a name that's going to be connected to this system that the Antichrist will control with the help of the false prophet, in which all of humanity will be forced to put this mark in their right hand or in their forehead? And by the way, Elon Musk is already saying that the technology is here to make us cyborgs, and all we have to do is simply put a microchip in our brains, and we no longer have to use Google, we no longer have to use a supercomputer, we no longer have to rely on an app or a phone, because all the technology will be in the chip that will be embedded on our brain, and all we got to do is think a thought, and it will immediately bring up the information that we need to perform the task at hand. So don't tell me that the technology is not already available to fulfill Revelation 13. So number one, face mask mandates, I believe, is conditioning a society to comply on a mass level to something in order for them to be able to feed their family, to be able to function in society. Number two, I believe this contact tracing is simply the technology that's already here to be able to track every man, woman, and child, free and poor, to know who is not complying to this system of the beast. And then number three leads me to the third thing, and that is the third sign and third event that I believe is thrusting us into this beast system. It's a precursor, is the push for a cashless society. It's no secret anymore that we are seeing a global push to create a cashless society. And the recent national coin shortage that I'm sure everybody knows about this by now, unless you're living in a cave somewhere off grid, this coin shortage that's taking place is only adding fuel to the fire. Many major retail and grocery chains are warning their customers that unless they use alternative means of payment, they will either not be able to make a purchase, or they will simply receive no change, and instead they will have to opt out for in-store credit instead. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but some of these Kroger's and Walmart's and these different retail and grocery chains, they're already doing this. There has been recent information that has made mainstream media that signals that we are seeing a major push to have an alternative means of currency and paving the way for a digital currency. In fact, Visa recently announced that the major payment service will be implementing crypto into their payment system with the help of existing crypto trading platforms. This was a huge announcement in a recent press release where Visa announced its move into the, quote, digital currency space by integrating crypto transactions with its global network of 61 million merchants. The following is an excerpt. Now listen to this. I want to read you an excerpt from NPR. Quote, China is light years ahead of the U.S. in doing away with old-fashioned paper money. Now China's central bank is preparing to test a digital currency. And some observers say it could mark the beginning. Are you listening to me? Mark the beginning of a new economic arms race. In what? Digital currency, doing away with what we call old-fashioned paper currency. Challenging the supremacy of the U.S. dollar, already hundreds of millions of consumers in China have grown used to paying for purchase without cash using popular smartphone apps such as WeChat and Alipay. Quote, everything is immensely convenient in China, said a research individual at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Quote, you pretty much only need these two apps to do just about anything. You walk into a restaurant, you scan a code, and you order your food. You don't have to wait for a waiter, and all the payments are automatic. It's quite extraordinary. Now listen to me for a moment. Listen to this old, and I guess I'm not that old yet, but this middle-aged Kentucky boy. I know I may not be a Harvard graduate or a Yale graduate. I may not have all the degrees, but I know enough of the Bible to be dangerous, I guess you could say. I know enough of the Bible, and I've read the end of the book, and I'm reading to you Revelation 13. And listen, I don't need to be a scholar with theological degrees and seminary degrees. I don't need all that to interpret what I'm reading in Revelation 13 that tells me that there is coming a system that you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you comply to this system, surrender to this system, and you have this in your right hand or your forehead. Listen, I know our mothers and fathers, our grandfathers and grandmothers, our great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers have talked about Revelation 13 for years and years and years. And they have discussed how in the world is this going to happen. They never understood this, guys. We, in just 40 years of technology, 40 years ago, there was a generation sitting around and they didn't have this technology to be able to do this. But listen, I'm telling you, if you're watching this by YouTube, watching this by Facebook, or listening by podcast, and you're listening to this on August 3rd, 2020, I'm here to tell you, this preacher's here to tell you that all the technology that could be needed to bring about Revelation 13 is here, it's now, and I'm asking you, are you ready for it? Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is surely drawing near. Now, I could have sat here and took an hour of your time and pulled up five more things, four more things, 10 more things. But I took three major events that I'm telling you that are accelerating right now. The face mandate, the contract contact tracing, and the cashless society. This is advancing at breakneck speed. And I believe if you're listening to this anyway, or watching this anyway, form or fashion, I believe, listen, this is not scary times. These are exciting times. These are the days that the prophets of old would have desired to look in and beheld and seen these days, my friends. But we are living in the time of the end. And I believe in the end times that the Bible mentions. But the real question is this, guys, before we close, are you ready? Are you right with Jesus? If you're listening to this podcast, watching by YouTube or watching by Facebook, and you're away from God or you've never had a relationship with God, I want to invite you right now to right where you're at. I want you to repent of your sins. If you don't know what that means, it means you stop doing things your own way. You reject doing things. The Bible says it like this. There's a way that seems right unto man, but in the end, it leads to death. In other words, you can't be your own God. You can't be your own maker. You're either surrendered to God or you're surrendered to Satan. And you say, I'm not serving God. I'm not serving Satan. I'm doing my own thing. Friends, that path leads the same direction, and it leads down. It leads to hell. It leads to eternity separated from God. And listen, it would be a great injustice for this preacher today to not give you an invitation, an open invitation. It's an open door policy. You come as you are. Don't wait until you're cleaned up and you've got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed and all that. Listen, you come. Jesus, the glorious thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ is he says, come as you are and you'll leave as I am. So I want to give you the invitation today. If you're away from God or you've never known God, I want you to repent of your sins. I want you to confess your sins before him. Ask Jesus Christ to save you and wash you in his blood. And I want to give you that invitation to come into the family of God, be born again, and get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friends, if you made that decision right now, I believe we make this thing way more complicated than it is. God sees your heart. In Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13, he says, if you'll call unto me and seek me with all of your heart, he said, I will be answered by you. He said, I will be found, and I will save you. I will deliver you. He's just looking for your heart, friend. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what comes out of your heart will come right out of your mouth. Cry out unto him. Ask him to come, wash you and save you. And again, we welcome you into the family in Jesus' name. I want to advise you. I want to implore you to get you a Bible. Begin to read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Begin to read about what Jesus did. Read about what the apostles did in the earth. Read about the miraculous miracles and signs and wonders that not only were available then, but they're available today. If you don't have a home church, I want to advise you to find one. If you can't find one, there's not one in your area that believes in the Word of God, believes in the Holy Spirit, signs, wonders, and miracles, and the power of the Holy Ghost, we want to invite you to be a part of our online family. I would love the best of my ability to help you and lead you and guide you and be a pastor the best way I can to you. If you need that, we welcome you today and we want you to be a part of this family. Listen, real quick, guys, we want to give you some more information on how you can follow us and be a part of what we're doing here in our ministry, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That is where you're going to be able to find our main landing page. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Well, we want to give you that opportunity to find that website, subscribe to it. You can do that. You're going to find a place where you can subscribe. You'll get one daily digest in your inbox every day that's going to keep you updated on what's going on with our ministry. As always, we want to invite you to download our free app. If you have a smartphone, whether it be Android or Apple, our official ETH app. That's ETH is the acronym for End Time Headlines. If you will type that in, End Time Headlines, in the Apple iTunes or the Google Play Store, you're going to see our official ETH copyrighted logo, trademark logo there. You will Just type that in. You're going to see our app. Download it. It's absolutely free. When you get the app, you'll be able to keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as listen to our podcast. You can go down to the bottom. If you already got the app, you'll see it. Down there at the very bottom, it'll say listen or watch. You can listen or you can watch. All these messages are on YouTube, and they're also on our podcast. They're all free. Listen, the app's free. The messages are free. The email digest is free. Everything is free to you guys. That's why we want you to partake of that. We want you to take an opportunity to do that. Now, as always, you say, well, how can you give away everything free? We don't sell CDs. We don't sell DVDs. We don't sell books. Our app is free. Our subscription base is free. And you say, how are you able to do all that? The answer is we do it by your generous support. If you're listening to this broadcast, you're watching this broadcast, and maybe it's your first time, again, we welcome you and we hope you enjoy and we hope you come back. If maybe you're a regular viewer, a regular listener, and you've been blessed, you've been encouraged, you've been equipped, and you've been informed by this ministry on a weekly basis, we want to encourage you right now. Listen, here's how we operate. We ask that you listen to the Holy Spirit, whatever He speaks to you, whatever is on your heart, we want you to give accordingly. Whether that's a one-time gift or whether you want to become a monthly partner. And you say, maybe you're one of those individuals, you don't have a home church and you consider us to be your home church. We ask that you would be obedient to the Lord in your giving and receiving. So again, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. You can go to the official app. You can give down there below where it says donate. If you don't have the app yet, you can go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see a place you can give electronically. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box, and that's going to come up on your screen here, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, that's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, Georgia, 30655. And that is going to be our physical mailing address where you can give either by check or money order. So real quick, guys, if you got to sign off, we love you guys. And we want to thank you for coming onto the podcast or the broadcast or on Facebook or YouTube. But real quick, if you want to stick around, I'm going to give you a quick update on our moving transition. Again, we are still in our transition period. We're still not in our official home yet. And that's why you see different locations when we broadcast. We are in the process of building a home. We moved from the state of Indiana to the state of Georgia. Our home is, we're about to close on our home in a couple more weeks. We'll officially be closed. We will be officially done with our loose ends in Indiana. And now we are in the process of building a home here in Georgia. And this is a process. If any of you has ever built a home, you know, it's probably about a 5 to 7 month process. So, I appreciate you guys being patient with this and just going scatterbrain different locations. I know people with OCD or whatever is probably not enjoying the different locations or whatnot. But we're going to do what we got to do to get you guys the gospel and to keep operating what we're doing. But eventually we're going to have our own office studio. We're going to be able to broadcast and it's going to be really nice. And I'm excited about this and looking forward to the months ahead when we finish and complete that project. So until then, guys, God bless you. We're going to sign off today on this Monday. Lord willing, we're going to be back on here on Wednesday, and we will bring you either a devotional message or another prophetic message like we did today. But until then, God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His countenance shine upon you, and may He shine down upon you with His favor and His protection. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.